चित्तलीला प्रविष्टो विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति दयित माधव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। नित्यलीला प्रविष्टो विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। परमहंस श्रील गौर किशोर दास बाबा जी महाराज की जय। श्रील सच्चिदानंद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्रील जगन्नाथ दास बाबा जी महाराज की जय। श्री रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ सर्वस्वामी प्रभुति सहगना सरुद्धाम दुर्गोस्वामी प्रभुति श्री राय रामानंद प्रभुति जय। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपी गो गोवर्धन वृंदावन श्री राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की सर्व विघ्न विनाशनकारी श्री नृसिंह देव की जय। नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट परम पूज्यपाद परिव्राजका चिदंडिश्याम श्रीमद्भक्ति रक्षक श्रीधर देव गोस्वामी महाराज की। नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट परम पूज्यपाद परिव्राजका चिदंडिश्याम श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रमोद पुरी गोस्वामी महाराज की। परम पूज्यपाद परिव्राजकाचर्यश्याम श्रीमद्भक्ति कुमुद संत गोस्वामी महाराज की। नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट परम पूज्यपाद परिव्राजकाचर्यश्याम भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज की। परम पूज्यपाद परिव्राजकाचर्यश्याम श्रीमद्भक्ति शरण त्रिविक्रम महाराज की। दंडिश्यामी श्रीमद्भक्ति सुंदर नरसिंह महाराज की। दंडिपाद गण की समागत भक्त वृंद की श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की
महाराज की जय।
साक्षादहरितेन समस्तशास्त्रैः रुक्तस्य तथाभवतये वर्षादि किन्तु प्रभर्जा प्रियये वतस्व वन्दे गुरस्य चरणारविन्दम् वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः शङ्करशनकारणत्वयसायी गर्भदशायी च पयभिषायी शेषस्य च शांसफला सन्नित्यानन्दकरामो शरणं ममस्तु। नमस्ते सुहलग्राम, नमस्ते मुसलायुध, नमस्ते रेवतीकान्त, नमस्ते भक्तवत्सल, नमस्ते बलिनां श्रेष्ठ, नमस्ते धरणीधर, ब्रह्मारे नमस्ते, त्राहि मां कृष्ण पूर्वज, नमः महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। भूये सद्यवेनुं शिरसिशिखिभिक्षां कोटितटे दुकुलां नेत्रान्ते सहचर कटाक्षं विदधते। सदा श्रीमद् वृंदावन वसति लीला परिचय जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवति मे। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंध जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कंत नमस्ते वंदे नंद ब्रज स्त्रीनां पादरेणुम् अभीक्ष्णसा यासां हरिकथगीतम् पुनाति भुवनत्रयम् भक्ताभिना अपराधलक्ष्मी क्षिप्ताश्च कामादि तरंगमत् कृपामयी त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम् श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द स्वद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई पे माई इनमरबल prostrated humble obeisances the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva Nitya Lila Pravishto Vishnu Pad Ashtatya Shatasi Srimad भक्ति दैत माधव गोस्वामी महाराज द एब्सोल्यूट काउंटर पार्ट ऑफ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण एंड हिज ग्रेस इनकार्नेट आई प्रे फॉर हिज कॉजलेस मर्सी to bestow his strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna and his personal associates to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna and his entourage to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. I pay my due respects all here present Supreme Lord is all merciful. He has engaged me as I have got no capacity to move throughout India and outside India. By remaining in one place, try to speak Harikatha. By then you will be benefited. Actually, for most venerable Gurudev, the standing order is this. You should speak what you have heard from the lotus leaves of true devotees, pure devotees, and Guru Bhargava. Shiksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, and from scriptures. Sometimes we understand the implication of the scriptural teachings. We should hear where it is manifested. Significant implication is manifested from true devotees, bona fide Guru. Try to repeat that, said. By that your mind would be purified. Then your life would be successful. Any moment you may lose this life, human life. It is very precious, but very scarce. After 8 million births, so much suffering, the God is human birth. If you think about this, even demigods, they want to be born as human beings here. Demigods got killed there in the heaven. They have got so many things for attraction. That is not also congenial for worship of Supreme Lord. His human birth is in the middle. Human birth is given only for worship of Supreme Lord. You can get Supreme Lord, complete reality, by getting whom we get all, by knowing whom we know all. It is just put for a Brahma, Supreme Lord. Jasmin prapte sarvidam praptam bhavati, jasmin gyati sarvidam vigyatam bhavati, tad vigyatadiva Brahma. Gita also Krishna says, Jam labdha chaparam labur mandate nadigantata jasmin siddhana dukkheno gurunabhi vijalvate. By getting whom you will have no feeling in the mind, so there is something more to be attained. When we attain God, everything is there, is complete reality. Nothing is outside, absolute, outside complete reality. If you think that something is outside, then complete will become incomplete. infinite would lose his infinite position. Jam labdha chapara mannate na adhigrantaka jasmintya dukkhena gunaapi vichata. If you are well established in this realization, then severe suffering may come, but you will remain unperturbed. There will be no reaction in your mind. It is said in the Gita, so it is the standing order of our Guru Maharaj. Don't try to deliver speech. With the mode of delivering speech, it will be not congenial for enhancement in bhakti. What is should be target should be correct. Any moment may lose this place. As Swami Maharaj writing, you have gone through. What he said? What Yudhishthira Maharaj replied when was asked? Here in this world, every living being will die. Human beings and other living beings, insects, will die. Nobody will remain permanently. But human beings amongst all these living beings is the best. But they think they will remain permanently. This is wonderful. Kimashtajam. When he was asked, what you see wonderful in this world? Wonderful is this. We will always see everybody is meeting their end in this world. They are going to the planet of death, Mrityulok. This world, material world, is Mrityulok. We have come here. We shall remain for very small time. But we have got this human birth. God has given this opportunity, this distinguishing power from between good and bad, eternal and non-eternal. We can accept the eternal religion and can engage yourself fully for the service of the eternal religion. Is all existence, all knowledge, all bliss. If you get that success, by seeing you, by your company, others will be also benefited. Practical life should be there. Example is better than precept. One thing in this connection I want to say, I pray your all grace. I also speak to me. This you will very deeply think. Whenever you will speak Harikatha, you will try to worship Krishna. Take absolute shelter to preceptual channel. To Guru Parampara, preceptual channel, right preceptual channel, divine knowledge will descend. If you think, by my own capacity, by my own intellect, I can know the substance of the teachings, then you have done a Himalayan blunder. Nobody on earth has got this power. through inductive process, process of ascension, we shall know the right path by our own capacity, by reading books, by going through, by our own intelligence. Only you are decreasing your time. You have to speak what you have heard from a bona fide devotee. Try to recapitulate, decide that, repeat that. That will purify your mind. You are speaking for your own purification. And that knowledge is coming through perceptual channel, through descending to right perceptual channel. Go through the sermons given by our most venerable Param Gurudev, the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Whenever he spoke anything, first he took absolute shelter to Guru Parampara, perceptual channel. By this he is teaching us, give up all vanity. If there be any vanity, any endeavor from your side, a finite being by finite intellect, what they will understand? They will understand Krishna. The Krishna will become finite. Supreme Lord cannot be realized by finite intellect, finite mind, finite sense organs. Impossible. And there is no equal to him, more than him. He will descend a completely surrendered soul, and there is a trail channel is there, gradual submission from Supreme Lord. Our most revered Shiksha Guru, Param Pujyavad, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, I heard about his history from Tech Bhagavad. And he said, I was a household devotee. I had no opportunity to serve Gurudev. When I was disappointed, all our devotees, God brothers are serving, I am deprived. So I wrote one letter to Srila Saraswati Goswami Thakur when he was at Puri. Kindly please order me. So that I can also do some service like other God brothers, something, then my life will be futile. Then Saraswati Goswami Thakur, in reply to his letter, ordered him, you have got hold over English, it is the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his teaching is to be propagated throughout the world. You should do this. He did not go there by his own initiative. He went there by the direction of his own Gurudev. His own Gurudev was at his back. I had been to different places in America and other places. I found some people, their mental diversion. I told them, you lose everything. If you lose belief in him, the whole connection will be lost. Don't do this, it's foolishness. He did not come by his own initiative. He came by his the direction of his Gurudev, by to fulfill the desire of his Gurudev. This you have to remember. Always try to speak whatever we heard in Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur while addressing in the meeting. Address the disciples, ascetic disciples and others. You are my Guru Varga. You are saying like that. His disciples are saying, you are Guru Varga. For that reason, don't deviate from that place. If there is a division of me, from the perceptual channel, everything is lost, nothing remains. By challenging mood, by your own intellect, you cannot enter into that. That reason is ever sin. Ever sin. When you submit, then it is very easy. When you try to do it with inductive process, by process of ascension, then it will be very difficult, nothing. You will know nothing, you will not get actual benefit, you cannot give actual benefit to anyone. So at least you should try. What? When I first joined this institution, I like to remain with Gurudev to hear from him. It was very touching for solution of problems, at least for 1 year. And he kept me with him. He wrote letters and giving answers of the questions. That was very much valuable to me. I was benefited by that. And he always instructed us, don't try to speak from your own mental thought. Hear the sayings of the devotees, Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotees, Guru, and try to repeat that. Then your mind will be purified. You will get the grace of the devotees, get the grace of Guru, Shiksha Guru. Life will be successful. But then Guru Maharaj used to speak one subject. That subject I want to speak here, it is from Srimad Bhagavat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has taught us 5 principal devotional forms. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Vas, Shraddha Srimurti Seva. Among these 5 forms of devotion, Bhagavat Shravan particularized. And he himself heard Bhagavat from the other Pandit Goswami about the holy biographies of Dhruva and Prahlad. Not once, twice, 100 times. He made these pastimes. Bhagavat, after writing Bhagavat, Vedavyasa Muni got eternal bliss. He wrote many books. He expanded the Vedas, Riksham, Jodhu, Atharva. By that he could not get actual bliss. He wrote 18 Puranas. No human being can do this. रोड महाभारत गीता गीता इज रोड एवरीवेयर इन दिस वर्ल्ड बट ही कुड नॉट गेट एक्चुअल ब्लिस इन हिज हार्ट एज पर डिरेक्शन ऑफ हिज गुरुदेव नारद गोस्वामी ही गॉट्स फोर वर्सेस and by meditation everything was manifested in his heart and he wrote Bhagavat. After writing Bhagavat he got eternal bliss. So if you want eternal bliss, don't move hither and thither, go through Bhagavat. And in our Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur said, if everything is destroyed in this world, only Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita remain, then human beings will not be loser in this very Kali Yuga. They will get everything. If there be any circumstance, the Bhagavat is also vanished. If Chaitanya Charitamrita remains, then you will get more than Bhagavat in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is manifested there, not in Bhagavat. If Chaitanya Charitamrita remains, then nobody will be deprived of the highest bliss. Now, from Srimad Bhagavat, as in the dear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's direction, we should hear Bhagavat. Time is very short. Any moment you may die. Nobody can say he will remain in this world permanently. And after death, again he will become human being. Nobody can give any guarantee of this. For that reason, we should not lose this human life. And there it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, Govinda Bhujaguptayam Dharavattam Kurudbha, Abhashid Narada Vishra Krishna Upasana Lalasa. Govinda Bhujaguptayam Dharavattam Kurudbha. Abhasid Narada Abhishna Krishna Upasana Lalasa. Shukadev Goswami was speaking in 11th canto, 2nd chapter. Narada Goswami dwelt or lived or stayed at Dwarakapuri, transcendental divine realm, protected by the arms of Krishna, protected by Krishna. Continuously, always, only for the greed to worship Krishna, nothing else. Krishna upasana lalasa, strong linging to worship Krishna with that purpose. Govinda Bhujak Dharavattam Guruva Urudbaha, O most distinguished amongst all Kauravas. Kauravas are coming from Kuru dynasty. Urudbaha, he Kuruvar Parikshit Maharaj, here Shukadeva Goswami said, Narada Goswami stayed at Dwarakapuri continuously, always, with the greed of worship of Krishna. Lobh, that is Bengali word, greed, you may say, greed. Greediness is not bad. Even is for sensuous enjoyment, worldly things, material things, then it is bad. Krishna himself said in the Gita, Trividam narakasvedam dharam nasanam atmana kama kohaja lobhatasma idatraim tajet. These three vices are the doorway to hell. You shall be doomed to hell. Kama, krodh, lobh. Kam means passion, sex passion, or any other passion. For enjoyment, sensuous enjoyment. Kam. Any action that will tend to the satisfaction of our own material sense organs. Process of satisfaction is called kam. And any action which tends to the satisfaction of Supreme Lord, His transcendental sense organs are of Supreme Lord, which we cannot understand what is transcendental. So our Mahaprabhu, He said, you see, if we think about Krishna by your own mind, you think like things you have experienced in this world. Krishna, His Leela and everything. It will all, ultimately you will be loser. Do Harinam Pravashuddha Bhakta. First will come at Harinam, when your mind will be purified, form, transcendental form will come. That will be said. Transcendental form, by mentally thinking if you do, there may be something wrong I am thinking of, He is Krishna. For that is Chaitanya, our Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Goswami gave much emphasis on Harinam, the tenfold offenses. Your mind, when it will be purified, their form will be manifested in your own heart. That will be most attractive. The scent of it will destroy your connection with this world. By mental thinking, material mental thinking, you may have some sort of concentration, but that may not be actual. That fear is there. For that reason, although Narottam Thakur had gave the sadhak, they can also think about this. Whatever they will think, they will get it. But Bhaktivedanta Saraswati gave a warning. Sometimes they will think their mental thoughts, mental pictures, that is Vrajadham, that is the personal associate, that is it. You will be a loser. Here he said that Govinda Gujagat Tarvattam Kunva Avashid Narada Avishra Krishna Mulala. If there is greed for worship of Krishna, that will take us to Krishna. We shall be delivered from the clutches of Maya. Only with that strong desire is not bad, that greed is not bad, but greed for sensuous enjoyment, growth, anger, Tividam narakasin dharam nasmatma, kama krodha lobha, kam, passion, krodh, when there be any obstruction to your desire of passion, then you will become furious, krodh, and you will act criminal offense, some sinful acts you may do, and kama krodha lobha, and strong desire for worldly things. But that desire should be given for Supreme Lord. Now one question, Vishnu Chakurdipad, yes, put one question here in his commentary. Here Sudev Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. Narada Goswami stayed always in Dwarka Dham. But Dakha Prajapati, son of Brahma, cursed Narada that Narada cannot remain in one place. That was his curse. He cursed Narada. He should have to move always. He cannot remain one. That is his curse. And how he can reconcile this? And Vishnu Chakravarti said this question, put this question and also giving the answer of the question. Brahma ordered his son Dakha Prajapati, you have to increase creation. First creation, nothing, no human beings are there, very few at that time in the world, not to speak of India. And Dakha Prajapati created or produced 10,000 sons. 10,000 sons. You think of so many sons. 10,000 sons now. First, in the creation. In India it is nothing. In Bengal also is nothing. In Calcutta it is also nothing. 10,000. There are so many foresters there. Rishi Munis, sages, saints, they used to stay in the forest. And ferocious animals, they have got their own, they know where they stay. And at that time, they were very powerful. Their life was in the marrow of the bone, in Satya Yuga. They could fight human beings. Next, in Treta Yuga, life came to bone. Dwapara Yuga to flesh. Now in Kali Yuga only food. Without food we cannot survive. You are the weakest. At that time they used to stay in the forest. Now Dakha Prajapati ordered, when they became young, he went to the forest and perform penance so that creation can be increased. It is the order of my father, your grandfather, Brahma. They went to the forest to a distant place and they were performing penance. Narada came to understand 10,000 sons of Dakha Prajapati went to such and such place to make penance, to create living beings, more human beings. Narada Goswami went there, set his holy footprints, tall, and Devarshi, celestial saint, very respectable. When he went there, all these young boys, they bowed down, made prayers. And he asked, where from you have come? What for you have come? Then they said, our father sent us to perform penance, to increase creation. What is the meaning of creation? By creation, what benefit you will get? We do not want to say so much thing. But our Father ordered us, so we have come here. Hear from me. I shall take class in the morning, afternoon, and also in the night. You have to hear me. And there was no other guardian. A big saint has come. What they say? All right. They stayed. Then he advised. Whatever he advised us, it will be at par with the advice of Bhaktivinoda Thakur Saraswati Goswami Thakur. We are getting from Bhaktivinoda Thakur Saraswati Goswami Thakur. That sort of advice. Hear me. Your birth is even birth. With rapt attention, hear. Durlava manava janma lobhya samsare krishna bhajinu dukkha kohiva kahare. After tremendous suffering, this human birth is very scarce, not so easy. After passing through the births of aquatic animals, trees, plants, mountains, worms, birds and beasts, after 8 million births, now we have got this human birth. This human birth has Supreme Lord given you, and the discriminating power has been given. In this birth you can worship Supreme Lord. You can get your objective. But first you have heard about this. By getting whom we get all. By knowing who we know all. Jasmin prapti sarvidam praptam bhavati. Jasmin gyati sarvidam vigyatam bhavati. But you are Brahma. This life is not meant for eating, sleeping, defending and mating. Not this. This human life is meant for worship. Dullava manava janma lobhya samsare. Any moment you will lose this. Even Bharat, the eldest son of Rishabh, at young age left for penance in the forest. There he was attracted by a young one of a deer. And at the time of death, thinking about the deer, he died. He became deer. What is the guarantee that we shall become again human being? It is Durlabh. Durlabh one that Rodhya Samsara Krishna Bhajana Dukkha Kohiva Kahare. Whom to say, my mental agony, up till now I couldn't worship Sri Krishna. I have got this scarce birth, rare birth. Up till now, I couldn't worship Krishna. To whom I shall speak my heart? Samsar, samsar kodi miche gelo kal, lab na hoilo kichu ghatlo janjal. Always thinking about a domestic life, all this concerning domestic life and worldly life, always. Always thinking about this, day and night, day and night. What benefit you will get by this? Samsar, samsar kodi miche gelo kal, your valuable time, you are spoiling. You are wasting your valuable time. See, in this world, so many persons, every day is dying. You will not die. Why you think that I shall remain here? How long you shall remain here? All the living beings, they are dying. This is mrityu loka. So you should not wait to start bhajan. I have not gained anything. Only botherations and all sorts of troubles increased. I have increased my troubles and botherations. Samsara samsara vishakaloka lab na hoilo kichu ghatito janja. Ihira samsara e chhaya baje pray. It is like a phantasmagoria. In Vyasa, we used to see magic lantern. One slide is coming and another sound is going and coming like this. This world is like a dream. What is this? Phantasmagoria. Samsara samsara kati michakalaka lab na hoilo kichu ghatito janja. Ishara samsara chhaya baje pray. Yate mamata kori pritha dino jai. By having our attachment to these non-eternal things, our valuable time we are spoiling. You should harm, we are doing greatest harm to us. Any moment we may die, what will go with us? Idya patan hole kirave amar, yesuk naidya putra bodhivar. When this body will perish, all these bodily relations, wife, children, all these and others, parents, they will not give me any kind of comfort, ease or happiness. Edeha patana hole kirabe amar, kehosuk nahi dive putra podivar. Gardar matoi kodi parishram, kar lagi atakir nabi. I am working like an ass. Like a donkey I have worked. All day and night about these non-eternal things in this world, non-eternal relations, and non-eternal objects. God there on the coding code is from Karla Gyatukir Nagajira Brahm. I couldn't understand my mistake. I am spending my valuable time for nothing. এ দেহ পতন হলে কি রবে আমার কেউ সুখ নাই দিবে পুত্র পরিবার. When this body will be finished, no son and daughters and others will give me happiness. এ দেহ পতন কি রবে আমার দিন যায় মিছা কাজে নিশা নিদ্রা বসে নাইবে মরণ নিকটে আছে বসে. At daytime, what we shall take? We shall see this TV, that TV. We shall take this breakfast, luncheon, dinner, supper, all these things we are thinking. At daytime and the night by sleep, the whole time is spent. But near, at the vicinity, you are at the heart of death. Any moment you may die. You are not thinking about this. এই দেহ পতন হলে কি হবে আবার কেউটুকু নাই দিবে. এই দিন যায় মিছা কাজে নিশা নিদ্রা বসে নাই ভাবে মরণ নিকটে আছে. নেভার থিঙ্ক ডেথ ইজ ইমিনেন্ট টু আস এনি মোমেন্ট. ভালো মন্দ খাই এরই পরিচিন্তাহীন নাই এই দেহ ছাড়িয়ে দেব. হোয়াট উই শ্যাল ইট ইন দি মর্নিং, হোয়াট উই শ্যাল ইট ইন দি in the luncheon, in the dinner, all these things. We are about the menu of the dishes we are thinking. Spoiling your time at daytime and spoiling our night by sleeping. Always you are thinking about your own body and bodily relations. Your all wisdom has been finished.
আয় আয় নাহি ভাবি অনিত্য সব জীবনে বিগত কথা রহিবে ওই আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড বেঙ্গলি ট্রান্সলেট ইট অ্যালাস অ্যালাস ইউ আর নট থিঙ্কিং দিস অ্যালাস অ্যালাস হায় হায় নাহি ভাবি অল দিস রিলেশনস আর টেম্পোরারি When my life will be finished, all will remain here. Nothing will go with me. All wealth, property, relations, all will remain here. My beloved body will be taken to the cremation ground or the burial ground, whatever it is. And there it will be burned. Burned to ashes. At that time when it will be taken to the cremation ground, the birds and the insects, they will move. Oh, you have found a body. You can eat it. And hawks, jackals and dogs, they will make a feast of our body. Kukkuru shigala shava chintutu, shigala shava. আনন্দিত হয়ে মহাশ্রমের সাথে দে আর ভেরি গ্ল্যাড উই শ্যাল গ্ল্যাড ফিস্ট অফ দিস যে দেহে রেডি গতি এই গতি তার অনুগত দি কনসিকুয়েন্ট লাস্ট কনসিকুয়েন্স ইজ দিস অ্যান্ড উই আর স্পেন্ডিং আওয়ার হোল টাইম ফর দিস ইউ আর স্পেন্ডিং ইউ আর হিউম্যান বিংস ইউ আর বর্ন সো লাকি ফ্রম দক্ষ প্রজাপতি ইউ শুড ওয়ার্শিপ যে দেহের অনুগতি তার অনুগত নিত্যত কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি করুণ সন্ধান টু সার্চ ফর নিত্যতত্ত্ব কৃষ্ণ ইজ নিত্য ইটার্নাল ইউ হ্যাভ কাম আউট ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ ইউ হ্যাভ গট ইটার্নাল রিলেশন কৃষ্ণ ইউ হ্যাভ ফরগটন হিম সো ইউ আর ইন ভারত ইউনিভার্সিটি অ্যান্ড ইউ আর গেটিং দিস suffering death at the time of death, at the time of birth, and as long as you remain here, threefold afflictions. All this, every day, you are speaking, every day. Speaking, you have understood me? Yes. So you start bhajan. All right. They started bhajan, and they renounced the house. They forgot their father's order. Did not enter into the household life. They became ascetics. When our Dakka Prajapati heard this, he became very much angry. Where from this sadhu has come? Yes, spoiled my family. My sons, he was angry, he wanted to curse, but he was afraid because his celestial saying, if I do any curse, then there will be some sort of difficulty with us. Danger may come. He tried to tolerate it. And after some time, he created another 1,000 sons. After producing the sons, at their young age, he told them, go there. Without the grace of Supreme Lord, you can increase creation. You pray His grace and perform penance, you increase creation. But one thing, don't hear anybody's word, any saint's word. I am your father and you are born for me. Whatever I say, you should do it. If that sadhu comes, tell him, this is my order. Father's order to act according to father's order, that is the son's only duty. Brahma has ordered us to say like this. They went to the forest suffering penance, again Narasimha, wearing the displaced desire, by searching God there. What for you have come? They made obeisances, so big a saint, what they could do. What? You are the sons of Dr. Buryabhuti, and you have been ordered to increase creation of that. What benefit you will get by increase creation? Then the created beings will have to remain in mother's womb, so much suffering. Insects will cut. And every time that baby will be unconscious, mother has got that trouble in the womb. What benefit will get? And at the time of death, so much suffering. You won't be desirous to leave the body. But the members of the God of Death, they will come, they will forcibly take it. And during the time of the stay here, threefold affliction. Affliction caused by diseases, affliction caused by other living beings. And adhyatmik, adhibhautik, other living, and mental agony, separation grief, and at the time of havoc, natural calamities, there will be. So, you want to bring this gift, punishment, to give all this suffering. Creation means what? We enter into the mother's womb. Again, then all these things, horrible things will be. No, our father has told us that you should not hear anybody's advice. Father is the only object of worship of the son. Father has ordered us to create, to increase creation. So we have come as father's order. We cannot give up this. As son, we have to do our duties. You are actually son of Dr. Buryabhuti. Yes. Then how we can pay back your debts? Your father and mother, they have grown up you. By giving some material things, you cannot pay back your debts. You have to worship Supreme Lord in the karmakandis. Though they perform obsequies, all these things, Sraddha is said. At that time, they also uttered the name at the last, although they do not worship our Hari. Priyatang Puntunika Sarvajan Krishna Hari, Kasmi Devatishtam Tumjati Jandavat. They uttered this. Oh Hari, you are pleased. If you please, then my names, the forefathers will be happy. My father will be happy. Even karmakandi they do this. You see, there is one illustration in Srimad Bhagavatam. If you pour water at the root of the tree, the whole tree will be nourished, all the parts, branches, twigs, trunks, etc. If you sprinkle water to different parts, leaves, etc., they will not get it. Passage is to give at the root of the tree. If you give food to the stomach, the whole body will be nourished by the stomach, all the parts. But without giving to the stomach, if you give to the leg, the hand and the eyes, they will not be nourished. Like if you worship Achyuta, Nobody is detached from it. Ochito Sihari, you will not be detached to indebted to a devotee. Devashi Bhutaptri Nam Pitri Nam Nak Indra Nayam Jirajan Nijarajan. Sarvatma Jaya Saranam Saranam Gata Mukundam Parahit Kartam. You Sar Mukunda, all debts will be paid back. Certainly. By Karmakanda it is not. By Karmakanda for some time they can get some benefit. But actual benefit you will get if you worship Hari. So if you worship Hari and Hari is satisfied, then you can pay back the debt of your father, of your parents. What will you do? If you are the actual son of the father, you have to do for the good of the father, eternal good. You worship Hari. In this way. Now say, every day, thrice, not once, but thrice every day, sitting and teaching them instruction, giving instruction. What you have decided? Now as we decided, we shall not enter into household life. Then start working. They become ascetics. At that time, Dakka Pujavati was very much enraged. He could not tolerate. He cursed Narada Goswami as a celestial devotee, saying he was afraid of him. You cannot remain in one place. Human beings of this world, conditioned souls of the world, always remain with the sadhu, actual sadhu, actual sadhu. Then his mind will be changed. If the sadhus go only for one day or two days, 364 days or 32, 332 or 33 days, they are in the world, then their family life will be, he will remain intact. And for 2 days. So, it is very risky to associate with real sadhus for a long time. Only 1 day or 2 days. Not much. Like that. Is not it? Actual sadhu, bona fide sadhu, by his company, his eternal self will be awakened and will run towards Supreme Lord. As you heard, magnet and iron. Iron is attracted by the magnet. Magnet attracts iron. That is natural. Neither Krishna is like a magnet. He is attracting all attractors. By attracting, he is giving happiness to all. But Krishna is there, we are not feeling it. Iron is there, magnet is there, magnetism is attracting. What is the effect? There is rust in the iron. You remove the rust, the iron will run towards you. Magnet will attract. Natural attraction is there with Supreme Lord. That is to be awakened, by awakened soul. Our Guru Maharaj is to speak about this subject very nicely. Now it is going to be 10. So what can be done?